the uncertainty last spring as to whether the Olympics were going to be postponed or go on as scheduled in the summer of 2020. And now they know that they're actually going to happen. So they've been preparing to go out there. Once on the field to play or on the track or in the gym, in the pool, they're going to get on with the business of competition.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Department of Education announced on Wednesday that all public educational institutions nationwide must recognize gender identities of trans people, including allowing biological males to use female facilities such as restrooms and compete in female sports. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Overnight, early in the morning, it's a muggy start again. Expect lows 70s to near 80. Possible overnight or early morning thunderstorm, but the better chance is coming along midday and afternoon Friday, where highs once again will top out in the upper 80s before those storms and showers, tending to move slowly. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70s to 80. Saturday has a good chance, and then a likely chance of thunderstorms with a wave coming off the Gulf Sunday. Heat indices of lower to mid-90s.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
This game, do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, here we go. The Thursday edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Well, the big news of the day, Jazz Fest lineup. How about
it?
I saw
that. Oh, my God. I didn't get to see everybody. I heard two. I wish I heard one that really just counts.
What's that?
Wu-Tang.
They're nothing to F with.
Yeah, let's bring the ruckus, all right?
You know, I was I only had one opportunity to see them. It was one of the very first concerts I ever went to when I was in, I just graduated high school. They were going to be opening for Rage Against the Machine.
So they were just coming into themselves, really.
Yeah.
Or almost like blow up.
Like 36 Chambers type stuff. And then, unfortunately, they got into an altercation in Chicago the night before. And we're detained, and so no Wu-Tang.
Oh, man. So was there a backup? Was there one in place?
Or yeah, the other band that
I can only imagine how bad it was.
It was one of the worst bands I've ever seen to this day, and I've probably seen anywhere from 500 to 1,000 shows. I'm trying to think what their name was. Oh, Atari Teenage Riot. I don't know how I could forget that because it seemed like every song they sang was Atari Teenage Riot. Atari Teenage Riot. So, yeah, I didn't get to see Wu-Tang Clan, but I did get to see Rage. Actually, twice, and so I feel fortunate about that. But yeah, this is a good lineup, and it's kind of there's really not a whole lot of surprises, I don't think. And I say this with peace and love, but I'm excited that the Foo Fighters are playing, but at the same time, I'm kind of disappointed because I'd rather them play for longer, and I know they're only going to get like an hour and a half.
Really? Like, if it's the big names that usually you would get like. Three. I don't know if it's different now. I haven't been.
Oh,
to
is it?
Jazz
I've
Fest.
Never been, so I don't.
Usually,
know.
If you're a last lineup, they give you some time, and of course, you're not going on time. Because first of all, they're musicians. Who says I got to be there at a certain time?
Right.
Damn. Yeah. But I don't know because I've seen some other big names that are like the last day acts mm-hmm. or they're the final show of the day or evening, and they'll go on longer.
Okay.
But I haven't been since like 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so it's been a while. For me.
The only year that I was planning on going was the first Jazz Fest that was going on when I first moved here, which I moved here in 16, so it would have been 17, and I wanted to go the day that Dr. John and Tom Petty played because they played the same day. It was on a Sunday, and then the skies opened up and it was pouring down mm-hmm. rain, so we didn't go. And then we lost Tom Petty a couple months after that, and then Dr. John followed suit, and so I didn't get to go. But I do plan on going this year. I do want to go see the Foo. But it's a good lineup. You get the Stevie Nicks, Dead and Company. My wife will be excited that Lizzo's coming.
I think Lizzo, Beach Boys, but I don't think it's everybody. And I think apparently the brothers, they kind of split up. Supposedly they got Uncle Jesse. In
okay,
it's kind of an honorary Beach Boy.
Okay, Ziggy Marley, which actually I have seen before. I saw that was the first concert I went to was Lollapalooza '97, and he was there. It was Damien and Ziggy. The Soul Rebels will be playing with Wu-Tang Clan, Trombo and Shorty.
That'll be fun.
It will be fun.
Yeah,
Elvis Costello, Ludacris. The Revivalists, that'll make Effie Chazon very happy. For those of you that listen to...
Oh, Melissa Etheridge.
Melissa Etheridge.
For sneaking in there.
Randy Newman.
Okay, wow.
Let's see.
But also, I'll be worried because a lot of these people, because of pre-COVID, I don't want to poo-poo on anybody, but like they went back and been practicing the craft since pandemic. So I don't know if we're going to get some new stuff or... Yeah.
That's the thing that you don't want.
Yeah. Boss Skaggs.
Yeah.
You know, if you're into Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock. I'll make sure to bring my deck shoes for that.
Bring your boat shoes, yeah. Yep.
Let's see who else we got. The Rebirth, of course, is playing. Kermit and the Barbecue Swingers. Dumpster Funk. The Radiators. Nice. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band. The Soul Rebels. Tab Benoit, which that's somebody that I really enjoy, and I haven't. And it seems like he plays a ton of stuff.
He gets around all the stuff around the state in Louisiana. I think that's probably just easier. It's like, look, he got big. He played. He got a country deal a while back, and he had one good song. It's like, "Take Me Home." Ricky Skaggs, Ricky Bluegrass, but it's really good. He's got like a kajillion Grammys.
Okay.
I actually saw him play. He's fun.
Nice.
Then. But yeah, Tab Benoit, he's good too. Like he rocks. He put out one country song. I think it's his original one, but it was good. It would play a lot, not just down here, but like on TV. He had a music video, like you know, big production.
And I think he's playing this weekend at the Seafood Festival in Jean Lafitte.
Okay.
With the Gin Blossoms are playing with Cowboy Mouth this weekend.
Is that the one out in Metairie?
No, it's in Jean Lafitte.
Oh, that one. Okay, I'm thinking of what Uncle. I think Uncle Sam Jam or something. I forget.
Yeah,
they got some,
I know
they got
some
people at that one too.
Yeah, it's time to get excited. I'm gonna be more excited when we can get the schedule and know what day. Oh, Brandi Carlile's playing.
Ooh, I do want to see her.
Yeah, Norah Jones, and she's got an amazing voice.
Yeah,
Demi Lovato. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I don't. Again, not to badmouth anybody. I feel like she's gonna get here and like. curse somebody out or it's going to have an issue with somebody maybe.
You got the Black Crows. That's awesome. Jimmy Buffett, which I believe Jimmy Buffett's coming back in December.
He's a mainstay, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's always.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who else we have? Irma's going to be there. The Isley Brothers.
That's a big name. That's pretty good. I wonder if like for some of these people where it's like, I don't know if they were just waiting for the festivals to get started again or because like for them, like any musician or band person will tell you, like you don't make money unless you go perform. At least nowadays.
Yeah, that's the only way to make money. I mean, to that point, like a few months ago, the Foo Fighters were on a different radio show that's on Sirius XM mm-hmm. in the morning. they brought that up about like with streaming services and Dave Grohl's like, they asked him, you know, how do you get paid off that? He goes, I have no idea.
I don't know. The check just clears. That's all that matters. The check clears.
That's
yeah.
it. That's all that matters to me. But yeah,
and her too. I didn't realize she was there. Wonder if her and Lizzo will be doing something.
It's quite possible.
Yeah.
And just like that too, you know, the Foo Fighters will probably do something with Trombone Shorty and I would assume Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Chris Isaac's going to be there. Haven't heard from that guy in forever.
Good Galactic. Yeah, we're just reading down the list and it makes for great radio.
Absolutely. Big Frida.
She's fun. Yeah. She did something with the folks at the Jazz Museum mm-hmm. down there. It was small crowd, but like big crowd, but it was for something like that live outside. Really fun.
Yep. And the Lost Bayou Ramblers, and I really enjoy them as well. So there you go. Tickets are on sale now for the 3-day passes. You can get the early bird special for $200. The advance ticket is $225. I don't know what's the difference.
Maybe you get in early. Or there's some sort of I don't know. There's backstage stuff. There's not too much. I don't know.
It's
pretty no frills when it comes to attendance and then getting in.
Right, and then of course you can go all in and do the Big Chief VIP experience for $1,600.
I guess that's both weekends. I would hope.
Nope, that's just one weekend.
No. I mean, I get it. COVID's been tough on us all, but you expect me to pay that?
Yep. So there you go. All right. Well, time to get excited, folks. And there'll be more bands to be announced as we get closer to time and once those blocks come out so then we know exactly what days that everybody wants to go. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some NFL news. We'll talk some baseball. And it's Thursday, so we got to do some Florida Man. But this week, it's dedicated to the ladies. We'll be back after this.
Was a time when I wasn't sure. You set my mind, Lily. There ain't no doubt you're in my heart now. Say, woman, take it slow. It'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
WGSO from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on. Get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right. Speaking of concerts, there, and I'm a little disappointed in this. They're going out on their Summerland tour with they do that every year with some of the '90s bands. So it's like them, Hoobastank, and Living Color, who performs our open song. But unfortunately, there's no New Orleans dates. But there's St. Louis dates, so you never know.
I miss the days when people would actually come to New Orleans, like the band. Yeah. Like, now it feels like everyone comes, just not the celebrities or the band.
Yeah, it's. I just was
we all know why. But.
I'm in a group on Facebook with some of my peeps from college, but and it's all just concerts and stuff like that. And one of the guys posted today that another really awesome concert's going to St. Louis. So I have to look and see if it's coming here. But it's Bad Religion and Alkaline Trio. I'm like, ugh, another great one. But I intentionally held on to this article, even though it was announced the other day, because I know you like NASCAR, and
I want to go fast.
What do you think about Alvin Kamara's second job now?
I like that. That's cool. Hopefully, yeah, it doesn't take him too much of his attention away from the field, because NASCAR bleeds into November and then into the fall. But I like that because it was nice to see him at the track a few times. It's very cool. I think guys invited him down. Bubba Wallace, the as a media like to say, the lone black driver.
Right.
It's like because there are other people, there are other African Americans, black people in the sport. Mm. It's just they're not racing. They're not the man or woman behind the wheel. Mm-hmm. Some of our administrative top guys, crew members. So I mean, it's just that's how it is. I mean, they're there, and I like that because it's like, why wouldn't you want to open up your sport to everybody and I guess it's never there if you're like a fan. If it was like me or you just going, we didn't experience it like the hatred or things like Bubba Wallace was called because we don't get to see that because that's their reality and it did happen.
Right.
But you sit there, but for just the sport to just shake that stigma, it is still tough here in 2021 when they're very inclusive.
Right.
But yeah, hopefully it's something that it's nice seeing him at the track. They talked to him during the broadcast and everything. So especially they went to Nashville when he played at Tennessee. So why not? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great. And what's his official title going to be?
It was like one of those McConaughey titles, like a ambassador, I think.
Yeah, it's let's see. It's the growth and engagement advisor. That's what it is.
Yeah, and sometimes you need somebody like that, whether he has I don't think he has a degree in marketing, but I think some people it's like you just know or something like that where it's like, hey, like when people say it's like, oh, it's so hard to reach the younger generation these days. Like, no, it's not. A lot of people want the same thing as anyone else wants, a good job, healthcare, house, a little bit of money so they can at least go on vacation, things like that. But I think for something like this where it's like, hey, it probably wouldn't do them justice if it's just, suburban house dad, mom, trying to reach a particular demographic. You need someone of these demographics to get that demographic.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, it's a fresh set of eyes to somebody who, you know, it's been very organic, him becoming a fan of the sport, and I think it's great. And if it can, and let's be fair, I mean, NASCAR gets a bad rap.
We do.
And maybe rightfully so, maybe
some
not.
Some of it, yeah. Yeah, some of it, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of folks that'll say that, oh, it's a redneck sport and things like that. Well, here you have somebody who's not a redneck, who's gotten into it and wants to support it and wants to grow the fan base.
He's like all in. It's nice.
I think it's awesome. It was kind of funny though. I don't know if you saw him that he tweeted Coach Payton on his honeymoon to tell him that he's got a
Apparently
second job.
Apparently, he's not the only player doing it too. And like the states, like the organizations, whoever's their social media team, it's like, hey, it's like, guys, take it easy.
Right.
Yeah.
And some other news, and you know, I don't know. It is what it is. You and I were talking about it before the show, but apparently, according to ESPN's Jeff Darlington, that Brady was just a teeny-tiny bit away from being a New Orleans Saint last year. Yeah. And you know, and just like Darlington said, the Saints did the right thing. If Brees wants to play, he's got to play.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I think that even if it was like the other way around. Let's say if like you had Brady, and if the roles were reversed. And Brees like, hey, I'd like to come in. And they'd be like, well, we have Brady. Why would we let you in? It's the same thing, yeah, regardless. I mean, yeah.
You got to show some loyalty.
And to say that, yeah, loyalty. And even if it was just like revisionist history, yeah, because like, I get it. He won the Super Bowl, whatever. Like, good for Tom. But also, you don't just shove someone out like that.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think that would have been really, 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 really bad taste to.
It would look really weird. It would set a bad precedent because players are being like, oh, that's how we operate.
You're
going
to do it to that guy. You're going to do it to anybody.
Yeah, you'll do it to anyone. Yeah. And then DeMario Davis just went on record. I think he was on a podcast earlier this week saying, like, the Saints have been the best organization that he's ever played for.
Well, and that's funny because I saw today that Sheldon Rankins now with the New York Jets said they're going to take the league by storm.
I mean, I would hope you'd be better. I mean, just given what you got now.
Maybe.
But we'll see. I don't know, by storm.
I think that's
at least get out of the AFC East first and then come talk to us.
Yeah, I think they've got their hands full with the Bills in the East. And really, they're still going to have to get past the Patriots as well.
Yeah, Patriots aren't an easy.
Let's see. Yeah. Some of the other big news is that the Bears have gotten approval to, they haven't moved yet, but they've got the approval on the land. To move out of out of Soldier Field, which is crazy.
That's not a bad idea, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think with something like that, there's a lot more opportunity for tailgating and things like that.
Yeah, because it's tough to get down there because it's like literally in the city, and Chicago, one of the biggest cities in America. I mean, you got all this stuff around it and where you could park, but it's still kind of a pain.
Yeah, it's. I think this is a good deal for them, and they can get something up to date. They bought an old horse race track, I believe.
Oh, cool.
So it
the Bears probably played there at one point.
Probably did. So it looks like they could be moving, but the mayor in Chicago, she's not happy. She said their lease runs through 33. So we'll have to keep an eye on it. So let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back. And we've got baseball to talk about, LSU, some breaking news. So stay tuned to the Something to Say radio show. Hanging on to the old life.
WGSO. Across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
City.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
No, what?
Bar2Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar2Go can be found at www.thebar2go.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebar2go.com.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause. So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB. Stand up with us.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Louisiana Republican Party is urging the public to contact their local legislators and push for a veto session to override Governor Edwards' veto of a bill that would prohibit transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. House Speaker Clay Snecknider says it's a worthy cause.
I know many of the legislators that I've sat down with and talked to are passionate about this, and not just the veto, just the bill itself.
Snecknider anticipates a four-day session would take place in mid-July. 51-year-old Derek Hills of Opelousas was arrested in Rapides Parish after allegedly fleeing from his home after shooting his wife. St. Landry Parish Sheriff Bobby Goudreau says Hills' wife, Rachel Arsenault Hills, was found with three gunshot wounds in the couple's trailer home Wednesday night.
They found his wife laying deceased on the bedroom floor. It was a horrible, horrible incident. There was a child in the house at the time, and he fled.
LRN.
Did you get the COVID-19 vaccine? Now you can enter to win cash. Four people will win $100,000 with one lucky vaccine recipient winning the grand prize of $1 million. Under 18, you can win one of nine $100,000 college scholarships. So get the vaccine and take your shot at $1 million. To enter, visit shotatamillion.com or call 855-453-0774. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
The internet has certainly changed things, from socializing to gaming, but cyberspace can also be dangerous and even deadly. Be sure your kids know the perils lurking online. Don't simply rely on software applications or device restrictions. Know the websites they're visiting, people they're talking to, and info they're sharing. Tell them to come to you if any situation online makes them feel uncomfortable. Let's keep our kids safe. Learn more at agjefflandry.com/cybersafety.
The opinions, findings, and conclusions or recommendations expressed here are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Department of Justice or LCLE, Office of Justice Program, Subgrant 2018.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
You ever have a legal question and wonder if your brother-in-law was really the person you should be asking? Well, I've got good news for you. There's a new show co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf. Ask a Louisiana Lawyer every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, where you can call and ask your legal question without having to pay a dime.
ticket to a show.
All right, breaking news from Baton Rouge. Too bad Mike's Mike's not even in Baton Rouge tonight. He's in Lafayette. Or, I'm sorry, he's in Lake Charles. So he probably knows this happened. I think that they actually called him to clear everything.
Because, he's one of those guys.
Yeah, he's
stay on name. They by Booster. Booster Mike?
Yeah. If he could be, he would be. I'll put it that way. If he had the money, he would definitely be a Booster. But LSU's hired their next baseball coach, and it's Jay Johnson from Arizona. So he's
had those fans act like they know who he is. They're like, oh, yes. Right. Yeah.
I'm like, well, I would be the first one to admit when I saw him. I'm like, who? Yeah. But he was the coach at Arizona. He's 44 years old, so he can stick around for a little bit. Let's see if they've got any stats on him. Let's see. Also, Todd Walker has expressed interest in becoming LSU's hitting coach before the Johnson hire was reported. Bringing assistant coaching staff to Baton Rouge will be among the immediate steps that Johnson will be doing. This is odd. It doesn't have what his record was on this breaking news.
Here you go. It says, this is Wikipedia. I'm just going to cite my source here. I know that's not a popular thing on WGSO. 208 and 114.
Okay. Well, that's pretty darn good.
But at least I already have it updated. He's the head coach for LSU Tigers.
Yeah. You know what's fun about Wikipedia is that you or I can go in and change anybody's stuff.
That's what makes it great.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. Head coaching overall. Oh, 316 and 172. So that's pretty good.
That's really good, yeah.
And in the tournament, 17 and 7. That may be some of the lesser ones, but still, that's good.
Yeah,
they
won the Pac-12 this last year. He was the coach of the year of the Pac-12 this year. So, you know, that's a pretty solid pickup. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything for anyone to be upset about. I mean, it wasn't like that there was another Paul Menary out there.
We don't know what yet, no. Well, it's funny because I think he came from Notre Dame, and I think the Notre Dame guy, again, was being kind of a candidate as well. It's so funny how they talk about these guys as if, like, when the coaching hunt is, like, that we should know who they are. Like, oh, of course, like, obvious choice. Like, we've Jay Johnson.
I don't believe I mean, bless their hearts if somebody follows that closely to all the coaches.
They got one account that's, like, this guy, I think, on Instagram. It's, like, D1 Baseball. Mm-hmm. They're pretty into it, so... It's funny because I'm sitting there because like I'm like, guys, it's college baseball. Yeah. I mean, I know there's not that allure as like football or even basketball or other sports, but it's like, I mean, hey, this is your thing. I love it. That's why I follow them. But it's still like, okay.
Yeah. You just have to take their word for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't have time to go that far down the rabbit hole of NCAA head coaches. You know, it just, and even if you went D1, my goodness, how many teams are there in Division 1 baseball in the United States?
Yeah, it's not like for college baseball where you could like rattle off a bunch of coaches like you would for football.
Football is a lot.
Like
easier.
You can go, yeah. Where like even like we were both talking off the off air, like Vanderbilt, they're a powerhouse. They are. They just bring in talent. They don't always get maybe necessarily go to Omaha every year or win the title, but people know of Vanderbilt just like they know of like LSU for baseball, but I don't know who the coach is. I just know they're stud team.
Yeah. And you know, and it was like that too, you know, back, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, you had, remember Pepperdine? That was a big, huge baseball school. Mm-hmm. And you don't hardly hear of them.
It was
anymore.
The West Coast teams. They was either who had won it either. Somebody would come out of the South, not necessarily SEC, but the South. And then someone from the West Coast. Cause I guess, we get hot weather all the time, so we can play ball.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, and speaking about playing baseball, and we've been talking a lot about Major League Baseball and how the tinkering, and now you got the frisking going on.
But Manfred said everything's fine.
Sure, sure it is.
If that's what you call it. People take getting undressed. Yeah, it's fine. Okay.
We were talking about that last night. About, you know, it's become, as Mike likes to say on the air, a poop show. And it is, because, and it's unfortunate because we were talking about Max Scherzer. Now, you know, he got three times he was checked, and third time was because of Joe Girardi. there's some guys that have been elite and they've always been elite.
Yeah.
It's not them that's the problem.
Right.
It's these guys who, out of nowhere...
Right, out of nowhere, like get a perfect game or a no-no. Yeah.
Or this year they have, you know, they've been a mediocre, average, or below average pitcher, and now they're sporting...
Unhittable.
Yeah, they're sporting like 1 point something ERAs. Yeah. No, that's no. And I did see something today that I thought was a really good idea. You know, in a case like the other night with Joe Girardi and him throwing a fit and wanting him to check Scherzer, if he's wrong, it should count as a challenge and then you're out.
Right, yeah, because it is, yeah. Especially multiple times, like we were always talking about before, was it pace of play?
Yep.
And you're sitting here holding me up, trying to throw me off my game. That's what he was doing. He's trying to throw you off my game. Throw him off his game.
Absolutely.
Like, no, get out of here.
So I saw this today, and this was on ESPN's website, that baseball's working on a plan to fix baseball. And I feel like at this point, it's almost better if they just stop.
Stop, let the players do it. I think it was always fine. I mean, the steroid stuff was out of hand because people were getting hurt, getting injured, dying.
Sure.
This is an issue where it's like you let the players do it, governing themselves. And yeah. I mean, with spider tack or whatever, it's like
spider tack.
Yeah, that, like, we all know it now. We all know what it is. Ban that, but or just say like some people rosin and the
sunscreen.
Like, give them that. Or like, hey, here are your products. Pick your poison, and that's it. These are the few bottles you can choose from.
Right.
I'm fine with it.
Well, and so apparently they sent out surveys in 2020 to fans, which, to be honest, is a horrible idea.
Yeah,
it's a horrible idea.
Don't, yeah.
Of what they want to see, and that's not what needs to be done. It's not number one.
They
analytics.
Know. They know.
Analytics, I think, is really what has really caused baseball to start slipping. Where now it's either strikeout or home run. But now with the foreign substances, it's more strikeout. Mm-hmm. Like they were using this as an example on June 5th. Two contenders, the Padres, that's a whole nother story how good that team is.
Yeah, hitting, pitching.
Yeah, and then they're playing the Mets. They combined for 31 strikeouts. 31 out of the 54 outs
was DeGrom pitching.
Yes.
That day or
yeah. DeGrom was going up against Joe Musgrove, who, by the way, there's another person who just has came out of nowhere.
These guys come out of nowhere. Anybody like on Tampa, kind of out of nowhere. They got one or two that are good. I mean,
these games where there's all these strikeouts, there's no action because there's too many strikeouts. You're going to have offense. If you want casual, I've said it a million times, if you want casual fans to be more interested, it's offense.
Well, they juice the ball.
Yeah. And, there's another thing. How many people have you seen this year that's hit ungodly, like 450, 500-foot home runs? Mm-hmm. I've never seen this many. And, you can say it could be, training's better nowadays and things like that. But they weren't even doing that when they were juicing.
Typically, great pitching will always beat out great hitting or good hitting.
Well, think about the fact that you are an elite player and you're the best of the best. If you're doing your job 30% of the time as a hitter,
here's a good scenario. Or what if let's say I'm Max Scherzer, he's an ace. He's an all-star, going to be a Hall of Famer. You ask him, what would you rather? Would you rather go up like up against the Yankees, their lineup? They got a lot of hitters. Or do you want to go up against a team of batters that are similar to like Tony Gwynn?
Yeah,
I don't want that. Mm-mm. I'm gonna throw my arm out. They'll walk. They'll get that hit. I'll take that base.
They'll wear him out.
They'll wear him out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's feast or famine, and that's I believe that's the biggest problem there is. But it's ridiculous, and every single time that it happens, I dread extra innings now. And it used to be like, it is what it is, but now it's just so stupid with the guy on second. And
it becomes like novelty. It doesn't feel like a sport anymore. It feels like a game.
Yeah,
and And then we were just talking about college baseball. College baseball is fun. These guys get on the bag. They're looking to. They'll do whatever it takes to get that guy to second. I mean, I get it's different. No, we don't pay them and all this other stuff. But it's like at least it's exciting.
Yeah. Well, and you think about like
it's watchable.
Stolen bases are way down from what it used to be when we were kids. Yeah. And that's of course I'm a little jaded growing up in St. Louis in the 80s. You know, but that's how they won. They had one guy that could hit 20. Something home runs, yeah. Maybe 20 to 25, and that was Jack Clark. The rest of it was Willie McGee, Vince Coleman, Ozzie Smith, Terry Pendleton.
No, hey, anything to get the guy on the base, and then I can move him around, get that pitcher just not concentrating enough. That's what wins.
Absolutely, and it was exciting. It was exciting baseball, and because everybody likes to see a game played fast.
But yeah, the Royals did it when they won back in 2015, 2016, I think, or was it 2014?
It might have been 2014.
Yeah, Ned Yost was the coach. They had some speeders.
And I was watching the highlights this morning from the Padres and Dodgers, and the Padres swept the Dodgers, which that shows a lot about where the Padres are, but. What was going on in that stadium was electric. It was like a playoff game,
They've always, like, San Diego's always been the little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And always. Like, before, there's always what Giants and Dodgers were. Getting, like, literally, like, killed at games. Yeah, and but now it's like San Diego's like, hey, come on in town. The sunshine's free.
And the way they've built that team, it's pretty good. Like,
yeah.
They've developed and they've gotten some free agents, and you can't say they've gotten just like elite free agents.
Did you hear that Snell was like upset he had to leave Tampa?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah. When he first got the news, it's like, hey, like I think you said he was having a hard time adjusting to San Diego. I'm just like, wow. Okay. I mean,
no,
I know
he should have been the first one to say thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that, it's fun. And, like, watching what they got going on, part of the thing that I believe there's good and bad. I don't like showing up other players, but at the same time, the way, like, you watch the Padres, they're having a blast.
They're having fun.
And that's always the thing. Like, if you look like you're having fun, other people will have fun.
Him, Tatis, Machado, was a great third baseman. I mean, known for his bat, but also he's a great third baseman.
Crone, their second baseman, who's having a fantastic year. It's like Croneworth or something. But every time he hits a home run, the play-by-play guys are, we're in the Crone zone.
Oh,
that made me think of the Bone Zone commercials. But, they're having a great time.
I think Darvish is off to his best start in a long time.
They're just playing well. I mean, and that's the kind of things. Have fun. It's a game. You know? So, all right, well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and make our weekly trip to Florida. We'll be back with more after this.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show, and it's that time of the week. It's time we make that trip to wonderful, beautiful, sunny Florida.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so we're equal opportunists here. There's no sexism. Where this one's going to go out to the ladies, because all three of these stories are all Florida women. So, the first one, it doesn't say where it happened at, but I hope that, Sean, I hope that you don't talk in your sleep, and if so, I hope you don't talk about any of your exes, because it gets you in a lot of trouble.
I can imagine.
So, a Florida woman was arrested for allegedly slugging her girlfriend in the face after hearing her sleep talk about an ex, the report said. Alexis Talley, she's 23, woke up her 21-year-old girlfriend after the sleep-talking episode and told her that she was talking in her sleep about an ex, according to the arrest report. The two started arguing inside their Tampa Bay area apartment late on June 13th, and the feud escalated when Talley allegedly socked the victim in the face. The victim suffered swelling to the right side of her face, the police said. Talley admitted to verbally fighting with her girlfriend but denied hitting her. The police arrested Talley and charged her with domestic battery. She posted a $2,500 bond and was ordered by a judge to stay away from the victim. So you better be careful of what you say in your sleep, because it could come back to haunt you.
There you go.
Might just get punched right in the eye. Now, this one is, we talked about this woman before, and she is at it again.
Hall of Famer. Right,
she is a Hall of Famer.
We need to put her on the wall.
I think so. I think she's a first balloter. The headline is, Florida woman discovered naked in storm drain, rescued underground again. That's right. If you remember, a few months back, we talked about this lady, a South Florida woman who went missing for several weeks before being discovered naked in a storm drain in Delray Beach, has been rescued underground for a second time. 43-year-old Lindsay Kennedy wandered off and was reported missing by local police a little over a week after she had checked herself into a rehab facility in Texas. Kennedy's best friend, Brady Morgan, told the outlet that when the Grand Prairie police spotted Kennedy near a creek, she slipped into a nearby storm drain. That's exactly how she did it the last time.
I slipped.
Well, she slipped
on the sidewalk.
She slipped in a creek and went to a storm drain. However, thanks to a tracking app on Kennedy's cell phone, her family was able to ping her last location before entering the underground system where they began their search. Her family and friends located nearby manholes as well as the storm drain, dropping bags of food and Gatorade in to sustain her. On May 29th, she climbed out of a 6-foot drain pipe and was transported to a nearby hospital under a psychiatric hold. Shocking.
I mean, she was trying. She was there to get better, not the manhole, but like right. Who's in Texas trying to get better.
Yeah, she apparently she needs to be somewhere where there's not any storm drains.
Some sort of like under. There's no like underground.
Right. Maybe she just wants to be a Ninja Turtle.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Maybe she likes totals.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an oldie but a goodie. All right, and it wouldn't be a week in Florida if we didn't talk about somebody hitting somebody with something weird. Mm-hmm. And this is, let's see, it doesn't say where this is from, but a Florida woman arrested after hitting boyfriend with a paper plate full of chicken.
Again, why you gotta waste food?
Right?
Yeah.
They're so wasteful there in Florida.
Hit them with anything else.
A 43-year-old Florida woman is facing domestic battery charges after hitting her boyfriend with a plate of chicken. According to the sheriff's affidavit on June 9th, Jennifer Booth and her boyfriend, William Booth. Well, that's weird. I don't think they'd be boyfriend and girlfriend if they have the same last name, or maybe there's something really weird. They had an argument, and it was over an LA Fitness gym membership. If you're going to the gym, you probably shouldn't be eating a bunch of fried chicken to begin with.
They're trying to bulk up. They're going to burn it off later.
Right.
It's their cheat day.
After working out on the property all day, she took a break to cook dinner and have a meal after a long day in the sun. Oh, that's William. I'm sorry. William said that. He confronted Jen about getting a membership at LA Fitness, and she became violent. Words were exchanged about her being jealous of girls at Lowe's. Well, that's even more weird.
What? Jealous of girls at Lowe's.
And it's okay to go meet with a personal trainer at the gym, according to William. According to the sheriff's report, the pair was sitting down to have dinner, and Jennifer picked up a paper plate full of chicken and threw it at William's face, hitting him in the chest and the face. He told her that was it. He can't take it anymore, and he called her daughter in Arizona, and she became violent, and that's when the sheriff's office had to get involved. The 56-year-old victim received no injuries in the chicken war, and Jennifer Booth was booked into Manatee County Jail, but was released on a $50 bond. That means she had to pay $50 to get out. So there you go.
Oh, my God.
Just so weird.
Getting off easy.
I know, right? So there you go. Don't hit people with chicken or else you're going to get locked up. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow night. Mike will be back, and who knows? I'm sure he'll want to talk about
Booster
LSU.
Mike.
Yeah, he'll want to talk LSU, and we'll have some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Make sure to stay tuned because Roz is up next with Roz on the Rocks, and she's got something real special for you. So we'll talk to you later. Until then, play Gloria.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour.
I'm your host, founder, and owner of TLGHL3C. I am very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696. That we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans. Patriot Point.